You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome, everybody. This is another episode of Hattich Underground. You are now listening to the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Simpson.
And Voice the Villain.
Ooh. Why did they give you this?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, y'all. They, our sound engineer gave Villain a sound box.
So. Shout out to the op. Shout out to the op.
Y'all gonna have to bear with it. How's everybody doing today, man?
We good.
Nice and toasted.
Interesting weekend.
I wouldn't say interesting, but it was a weekend.
I had a pretty interesting weekend. If I could genuflect for a second.
What happened?
Yeah, what you do?
Went out to Connecticut and I watched. A wedding. My sister-in-law got married.
You went to Connecticut?
I went to Connecticut.
They get married out there?
I've never been to Connecticut.
Connecticut is...
It's black people in Connecticut?
It's low-key. Let me get to that.
Oh, okay. All right.
I went to a wedding over the weekend in Connecticut for my sister-in-law. It was a lovely wedding. It was one half African. The other half was East Coast Black Wasp, if such a thing exists.
So it was actually extra black.
It was, yeah, equipped with drunk uncle emceeing the event.
God. I love
it. They had to cut his mic off 3 times. Sauced up.
Those are the best kinds.
He was making, he was making some anti-Semitic allusions.
Oh, my God.
Did he have waffle sandals?
Waffle sandals.
No, but, you know. The ceremony was beautiful. Everything was nice. The most surprising part about the weekend was, man, I saw Lavelle Crawford in real life.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
one of my favorite comedians.
One of my favorites. I mean, he up in the top five now because he could do a great live show. His big ass got up there for about an hour and 20 minutes and was just killing it.
Didn't he lose weight?
Yeah. He's still big.
His head's still big.
He dropped 40. He did a 7-minute set on how his head is still big.
I heard something like he lost like 40 pounds in his neck or something like that.
In his neck.
Probably. He said he lost 97 pounds.
97?
Really? Because he was like 400 pounds. He looked like he about 2-something now.
I mean, all I'm gonna say is I thought he'd be taller, but low key, I was coming out of the gym in the hotel, courtesy, I saw somebody behind me, so I held the elevator. But I was like, his face looked familiar, and you know, it's only one nigga in the world that looked like Lavelle Crawford.
Yeah,
so
yeah, shout out to Lavelle Crawford.
He got in the elevator, and I'm like, hey man, how you doing today? He like, I'm all right.
He used the voice.
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, bro. You probably get asked this often, but is your first name Lavelle? He was like, it is. I was just like, you know, extended the hand, the clean hand, extended the hand to him, told him that I thanked him and I appreciated his work. I done met a lot of celebrities. I typically try to keep it at like 30-second conversation.
Yeah.
Treat them like regular people for better or worse.
Fan out.
Because, you know,
I would have fanned out.
Yeah. This is a little bit. I told him I watched him since he was a shorty. And he was like, well, you know, I got a show around the corner at this place called The Funny Bone. I was like, all right, I'm going to check it out. So after the wedding and the barbecue and all the other little family stuff, we got back to the hotel and I looked at my watch and I was like, man, I think I got enough time to go see him. Low key, the comedy club was right around the corner from the hotel inside of the mall. And I ain't never seen as many niggas in Connecticut as I saw that day.
It was like a Kanye release party.
Kind of, sort of. I liked the vibe, but it was like real loungy, small stage. Two dudes he had come up, they killed it. I can't complain. It was a decent weekend.
That's cool.
That's great.
He probably the best stand-up dude that I've seen. He was better than Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, I seen Dave Chappelle and I seen Chris Rock live.
Yeah.
Man.
Dave Chappelle, it was funny, but he just kept talking about how hot it was. Like, every time, like, I was waiting for him to, like, talk about it, like, do this, start his jokes.
Did you go to the show where Danny Brown had blew his brains
out? Yeah, that's what I went to the show.
No, I didn't go
to
that one.
Because he had three shows.
I went to the one in Texas.
He had three shows that same night. I went to the good show.
Okay.
And
Danny Brown messed him up bad.
And I went to the good show. I went
to
the
shouldn't smoke with Danny Brown.
Shout out to Danny Brown.
I purposefully went.
Have you seen Danny Brown?
Yeah,
I've seen him live. I saw him a little bit. Danny Brown.
Shout out to Danny Brown, but I wouldn't smoke with Danny Brown.
Danny Brown looked like a sophisticated crackhead.
Yeah. That's pretty accurate.
Like a crackhead with a briefcase. But
he's like your favorite crackhead.
Yes, but I purposefully went to the first show because I was like, okay, Dave Chappelle coming back. This is like 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle coming back. I don't know what he gonna be like. I was like, I'm gonna go to the earliest show possible because I wanna see him fresh. I don't wanna see him off no coke binge or something. Whatever happens, I'ma see him first. I seen him first. He was spectacular. And he got gradually worse as the night went on. So I was like, I'm glad I seen him when he was good.
I appreciated that Lavelle Crawford did a 2-show set because 3, man, if you doing on that 3rd show, everybody pretty much there to just watch you go off the cuff because you ain't going to remember shit.
Yeah, you did the same jokes 2 times already. You don't want to do the same thing again 3 times. Right. I seen Chris Rock. When I seen Chris Rock live, I was disappointed because Chris Rock is Chris Rock is my favorite comedian all the time.
I was about to say, Chris Rock is my favorite, but I haven't seen him bomb or nothing.
I seen him last year, and that wasn't what I wanted because it wasn't like laugh out loud. You know, it was kind of observational humor.
It wasn't Jerry Curl Chris Rock, was it?
Wasn't Bigger Blacker Jerry Chris Rock. And I was like, oh, that was kind of disappointing.
I felt that same way when I saw fucking Dennis Miller a couple years ago. Weird. Dennis Miller is one of my favorite comedians. And I like Dennis Miller a lot better pre-9/11 before the jihadis spooked the shit out of him, spooked him all the way over to the right, and he just lost all his humor and shit like that.
Yeah.
I knew something had changed with Dennis Miller when he had George Carlin on his show. George Carlin is my favorite comedian.
George Carlin is spectacular.
And whenever George was on Dennis Miller's show, they would have, you know, a good back and forth. But most of the time, it would be George saying some off-the-wall shit, making Dennis laugh. Dennis got a pretty obnoxious laugh, so it was good. But the 9/11 show was weird because him and George was arguing. They weren't debating anything.
It was about to fight.
No, they weren't about to fight. It was just real heated because Dennis, I don't know, he took that, like, that shit spooked the shit out of
him. Their beliefs are different.
Yeah. Carlin was in the military. Carlin's so old, he don't give a fuck about nothing. So.
Yeah, that was like 80-year-old grumpy man.
Yeah, that's the grumpy goat, but man, so. Let's get into the show. So a lot of shit happened this weekend, man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do a moment of silence for Anthony Bourdain. I don't know if a lot of people out there
I thought you was about
man.
To say, let's do a moment of silence for LeBron James.
Yeah, that's what we really need to get, like, a moment of silence for.
What button can I press?
Y'all motherfuckers really know how to make a sensitive moment and sitting on a fucking cactus with your drawers off. Y'all are terrible, man.
We knew this was coming.
We did.
We knew this was coming. It was inevitable.
And it's funny that you say we knew this was coming.
It was a freight train coming.
It's funny that you say we knew this was coming because I've never seen so many people so avidly and rabidly wanting the kid who has had his eye knocked out and his ear torn off as he's literally on the ground being beaten to death with his own arm. Fight back, you punk ass nigga, fight back.
Yeah.
There was no fight. After game one.
J.R. Smith single-handedly destroyed him.
I think that the fact
that— how many people have had that happen to them? Where you had everything going, you be like, oh, this is about to be great. Right. And then that one motherfucker come out there
and fuck everything up.
And you just be like, I'm done. And yeah. time to go home.
People were like, he shouldn't have passed it to my mans, and he should have just took the shot. But I mean, is we just going to ignore that call that the refs made on behalf of Golden State with the turnover call?
The referees in the NBA are terrible. Like the NBA as a whole, when it comes to technicality and being fundamental, has gotten gradually worse over the years. Like they're letting people get away with anything, and they're letting defense just has flown out the window. But like the game is still basketball. So it's like shit is gonna happen.
I mean, but that begs the question: since we knew it was gonna happen. Since both of the playoff series, the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals before the finals were more exciting.
Right.
Are sports as entertaining as they used to be? Has our knowledge of the game and all the extra meta shit, has it gotten in the way of our enjoyment?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think as the game starts, it's still progressing because every time you're watching it, the points go up just a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And everything else is just, I feel like there's more stuff. We're starting to see the era of the super team clashes.
I mean, there have always been super teams, man. Niggas want to ignore the old Celtics, the Lakers, the Bulls. Yeah. We can't.
That was a little different because the age of free agency has came into play now. Like back then, you had to draft them or trade to get those players. Now,
think those trades was loaded, though?
The trades were one-sided and loaded, but they were still trades. Like, you actually had to do something. Nowadays, KD can just be like, you know what? I want to go on.
And they'll give it to him.
73 win team.
You know something? Yeah. You know something?
They favored him a lot.
As much as I wanted to complain about the cowardice that KD, because it's, okay. So everybody says that LeBron and KD's situation was just the same, right?
No, it's not. It wasn't.
It's not true because KD literally went and joined the guys that beat him and Westbrook.
And they were already ready set. It was a ready set team. LeBron built the team, put three people together. Who knows what would happen? Because that's happened before, and it ended up in tragedy with Charles Barkley, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Scottie Pippen. That was a tragic.
I feel bad for all you niggas out there that bet money on that. Just like all y'all that put
Kobe, Dwight Howard, and
that
Steve.
That put money on Hearns. I know somebody. I know somebody whose father lost a house.
And Hearns and Hagler.
No, Hearns and Leonard.
Oh, yeah, that was even worse.
Ooh, somebody's still paying for that.
People got too much faith in athletes.
That's true.
You're not this person. You don't know what they're going through. Like,
but it's fun, though. Anything can happen. I think it's fun.
Demagoguery can be fun until the fever pitch gets too high. Do you think that?
Okay.
Do you think that? The deification and the idol worship of the athletes takes away from some enjoyment of the game? Like, any other player in LeBron's shoes would have been able to just take the L, but LeBron has to live the L in perpetuity.
It's because expectations is too high. You know, LeBron is supposed to be the guy. He's supposed to win everything, but it's like some things you can't win. And people like, you know, you got people like Kobe Bryant out here talking shit. It's like, what do you want him to do? Lose better? That doesn't make any sense. Like, if you lose, you might as well lose the fuck out the loss.
I ain't never seen LeBron get swept in the first round.
I ain't never seen LeBron miss the playoffs, except when he was a rookie. Kobe missed the playoffs a few times, and, you know, he got swept in the first round.
Yeah, but I think he's still living in Jordan's shadow.
Kobe is mad because he wanted to be the only person compared to Jordan for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You can't have that. Kobe is compared to Tim Duncan right now, which is bad to him. Tim Duncan, I think, to me, Tim Duncan is better than Kobe.
I never liked Tim Duncan. His
career accolades
is... I can't hate Tim Duncan. Solid fundamentals.
You just don't like the way he played.
You're right. It's not entertaining.
People romanticize the way Kobe plays. We want to see the person go out there and take all the shots and will his team to victory and shit like that. LeBron doesn't play like that because LeBron really doesn't have to play like that.
You bring up a good point about people like... The fact that the game has become less physical now because everybody's shooting outside the paint. And I was going to bring up that KD's going to Golden State is just indicative of how garbage the West Coast Conference has been. The West Coast has been loaded for like damn near 20 years, and the league refuses to do anything about it. Like, it's always a scramble in the East, and it just doesn't matter because you know somebody in the West is going to win unless, like, the Heat or Boston or something like that.
Yeah, you need something spectacular in the East to win. But it's kind of like the West Coast is all these very good 50-win teams, but nobody knows how to win a championship. Mm. Nobody knows how to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's the cash. They're just worried about the cash.
They are worried about the cash. And what I think is screwy about that is the cash for individuals, because everybody that's cocksucking Golden State now in the league.
Tell me how you really feel.
I'm going to. Everyone that fellates Golden State now.
This fallacious team.
In the league hated the Laker killer Pistons. They hated them. How do you hate
them? And the Jordan killers. And they killed everybody.
And they will always say, Thomas. Detroit's not a good representative team for the league because there's no superstar. I thought this was a team game.
The Pistons won three times without a superstar. They won the two times in the early 90s. They won in 2004 without a superstar.
Shout out to Chauncey Billups. If that wasn't a super team, getting the glove and getting Malone on the love when y'all was already stacked and coming off winning three championships, what isn't a super team? What happened that time, Kobe? He ran into Wallace.
Oh, so bad.
Oh yeah, it was Wallace.
Wallace and Wallace Incorporated.
Yeah.
It's never been the same.
The whole fiasco with the stuff that's going on in Golden State, like Curry has changed the game. You know, he's one of the players that have been instrumental in making it a less physical game. Everybody shooting outside the paint, I was thinking about something the other day. Curry didn't look too happy when Kevin Durant was awarded the finals MVP.
Really? I didn't watch any of the finals games.
So this is the second year that KD has taken the finals MVP from Steph Curry. And people will say, well, Steph had one bad game. And I'm like, but one bad game, y'all gonna give it? If he had one bad game but three good ones, what justifies giving KD the finals MVP for a good game?
Well, he had 2.5 good games. I mean, yeah, Steph had more good games in the finals than.
And this is the second year that this happened, that this freeloader, for all intents and purposes, has come to the team that you built, that you stayed.
I mean, but also, Steph didn't win the MVP finals that one time, and Andre Iguodala won it. So it's like, I don't know. Steph is winning
the
NBA.
You think Steph is cool with this? I think
he's just cool with winning a championship.
Yeah, I was just about to say, he's just probably like, I still get another ring.
That team has a lot of interesting components in it where Klay Thompson, they have too many components. Yeah, they got too many components. And they got interesting components in the future because Klay Thompson can run a team by himself, but he's third, sometimes fourth wheel.
I'm surprised they haven't broken it up.
I am too.
I'm surprised the league hasn't done it.
Usually they break it up.
That begs the question, what's more important, winning or how you win?
I think that's hard. That's hard. Yeah. I don't know. I like, ain't.
I wish y'all could see their faces right now.
Oh, my God. I don't know. A dub is a dub.
No, it's not.
A dub is a dub.
No, it's not.
A dub is a dub.
No, it's not.
I would say a dub is a dub unless it pertains to LeBron, because then it's not a dub. It's like a dub with an asterisk, and it wasn't him.
So is it less of a win?
For LeBron, it is.
I think for this.
Just how he's viewed. If we ask Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless.
For this Warriors.
I don't want to talk to anybody. For this Warriors team,
it's less than a win.
I agree with Stephen A. Smith.
I want to give the Warriors their props for winning the championship again, but that's where it stops. I can't give y'all nothing.
Yeah,
else.
They actually
y'all
won
doing
it.
What y'all supposed
yeah,
to do.
Like, yeah, I can't give a nigga credit for raising his own kids.
Yeah. Facts.
But what does that do? What does that do with basketball?
That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, I hate, you know, the champs.
Y'all 73-9 and all this fly jiggy nigga shit. You better win. Stacked as your team is.
I just don't like when I go in my Facebook feeds and I'll read.
Ignore the fairweathers, bro.
I'll read comments about like they'll talk about like outside factors of what he's doing off the court. And I'd be like, what does that have to do?
That builds his legend. Just like Muhammad Ali, that built his legend.
Yeah.
But he was winning.
You know why, though?
You know what built his legend? He was winning.
He was winning up until that.
Until he got his ass beat.
No, he was winning up until that Foreman fight. That Foreman fight.
And what's his name?
Frazier.
Frazier beat his ass.
Frazier is who showed people that Ali can be beaten.
Frazier changed his life. Literally. He probably beat Parkinson to his ass.
Okay.
I think that them Frazier and Foreman fights and just the sloppiness in which they handled Muhammad Ali. It was bad.
It's a delayed bell, but God damn it.
I got one better if that was a delayed bell. The NFL national policy. Now, I can most definitely say that I do not watch and enjoy football as much as I used to.
I ain't watched football in 2 years.
I only watch football in the playoffs. It's not worth shit to me regular season. But I will say this. I do appreciate the NFL's steadfastness to how they feel their company mm-hmm. brand is going to go. The NFL is like, look, we want our wife-beating cokeheads patriotic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all about the money. Well, like, they get paid from the military, you mm-hmm. know, ad dollars and stuff to, you know, show their ads and to have the players stand up for the national anthem. It's all about the money.
What about the flags that are left on the field and thrown in the trash after the game?
Yes, nobody. It's not. And it's not genuine.
The fact that you can go and get beer and hot dogs, and some dude that's in the stand. It's some dude that they about to trot across the field with no legs. I wonder how he feels looking at the people buying beer and hot dogs while the players.
Listen, somebody got to eat
it's
that
not
hot
genuine, dog.
Somebody got to get that hot
it's
dog.
It's not genuine.
You know that.
Yeah.
Someone. And the NFL itself is so predictable. And, like, I know the Patriots going to be either about to get into the Super Bowl or in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't care anymore.
Well, I just think it's funny because it was like, all right, where was all this when the NBA was cleaning everybody up?
Yeah, where was all this when Emmitt Smith was running around?
Yeah, where was that at?
Yeah.
Like, where was it? Where was we at?
Where was Terrell Owens was on America's football team?
Right. Or nobody rallied behind Allen Iverson when he was getting his hair braided.
They only like what they like.
The same people complained about Vo's fishbone braids are the same people saying Kevin Durant need to brush his hair. You keep that nappy shit on your head, Kevin Durant.
No, that nigga need to cut his hair. Wow. I'm sorry.
That's where you draw the line.
You make all this money. You make all this money. You worth all these millions. You can't cut your hair.
No.
Why?
Because that keeps him hood. Just like why Pusha T wouldn't cut his hair. Exactly. I was mad.
I don't know. I don't trust dudes after 35. You should cut your braids. I'm sorry.
I feel the same way, but Pusha T is different.
We in the era of Skittle dreadlocks on everybody.
No. At least they ain't red.
Put the blicky up.
But yeah,
Tekashi.
Like let him do what he do. Yeah. But I just don't like Tom Brady running out there with a MAGA hat on. Talking about, why is everybody, nobody like me like that no more?
I mean, can artists, entertainers, and athletes do something that's so controversial that you feel that you have to disconnect? Like, like the whole Black Twitter shit with, we canceling such and such. Like, can you disconnect art from the artist? What do we do with a Kanye West? What do we do with R. Kelly? And what do we do with
R. Kelly need to go to jail. Let's just start there.
You need to go to jail or worse.
Just go to jail. Listen, I don't care if you can make great hits.
Bill Cosby about to go to jail. He getting sentenced in the next couple weeks.
Bill Cosby is going to jail.
Tekashi.
I don't know. Like,
what do we do with Tekashi? Because Tekashi's kind of like a rapper and a R. Kelly all rolled in the one.
Everything problematic.
Allegedly.
He a bowl of problematic juice.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't buy into the whole, I just can't buy into it. You like super thug, gangbanger, but everywhere you go, you got like a police escort and mm-hmm. you done been in Chicago disrespecting people, in LA disrespecting people. Either somebody is just making these cities, quote unquote, street reputation.
So does that
bad.
Make you like less of a thug? Because like we've seen artists with security that was deemed like dangerous.
It's been suspect from the jump because
we seen Death Row with
security. You had Bloods and Crips and police. This is a regular security. This is like police, squad cars, beat cops, uniforms.
Death Row.
Is it costumes? Is it real? Like,
well, I mean, we let's just say that the WWE has actual like real killers, right? Cause that's how I feel like with some of the hip hop, like in the early '90s, like we had, I mean, they gave us DMX.
DMX
was the man.
I think DMX. Shout out to DMX.
Right. My dogs.
Yeah, DMX wasn't no killer, man.
But you wasn't trying them.
No, but would you try a crackhead?
Yeah, I was about to say you coked up.
You wasn't trying them. I mean, shout out to C Murder.
I ain't trying no cokehead.
Hence the word murder. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just feel like
who do you think is gonna win? A crackhead with a shirt off, or a dude with some flip flops about to pull up his pants, his hooping shorts underneath the jeans? Who gonna win that fight?
Cokehead.
Shout out to him.
I'm willing to side with the cokehead thing, just because you cannot. Disclaimer: everyone that's out there listening, it does not behoove you to be in the presence of cokeheads. And I say this because any friend of yours that you cannot punch the fuck out when things get too tough, you can't be friends with that person.
You got to be able to beat your friends up.
I explained this sitting at the table with my African in-laws.
20 minutes.
If you go somewhere and your friend is cutting up and acting an ass, and
you got to be able to take them out.
Some people, or even if it gets beyond that. You don't want to stand on the side on some Dragon Ball shit trembling while your friend is getting his gut stomped in.
Right.
You help your friend, you trounce the opponent, and then right after you beat your friend's ass.
Right. For getting you in that situation.
Because it's better that way, because at least you're just trying to hurt your friend to teach him a lesson. The other person probably going
to
kill him.
Yeah, you're trying to kill him. So I'm just trying to teach you a lesson.
But we can't do that with these artists and entertainers.
Nobody beats them up. Like, nobody does anything to them. I remember back in my day, back in the 90s.
Sound like the old man.
Let me tell you about the 90s. The 90s. You know, we used to get dealt with. Used to deal with the haters. You know what I'm saying? Drop bombs on them on their front lawn. You know, bring it to their house. Ghostface punch you. Come up to your house like Joe Budden punch you in the face.
No, I can't talk about that.
I don't want VH1 to have nothing to do with this, because they still
get you out of here on that. We don't need that right now.
Can you punitively do anything about artists and entertainers just don't support them?
Now they have this cancel culture, supposedly, but nobody ever gets canceled.
Nobody ever gets canceled though.
It's like they just talk this junk and then they go out and listen to their album. Like, what was the point of you canceling? Like, you supposed to cancel Kanye. Remember, everybody was all
it's fake protesting for attention.
Yeah.
Y'all, it's like a bunch of shitty babies just sitting around whining.
I really think it's just a fetish. Like, you just hate them so much, you just gotta listen
I agree with that. Love and hate is the same drink poured in two different cups.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
For real. So, I mean, I've been done with XXL. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I've been done with them too.
And I look
people
at
still buy magazines.
They got like a little online.
I haven't seen
the covers
print.
Get worse and worse. And
a trip.
Cut it off.
Cut it off.
And it's all politics. Like, they just put on the cover who they want to put on the cover. Anyway, right. It's just gonna be a bunch of Skittle haired, you know, little 19-20-year-olds that ain't talking about nothing. They all look the same. They all rap the same. It's just the same shit over and over and over again.
I thought it was hilarious when Post Malone said, "I don't want to be on y'all cover. I ain't no rapper." And everybody got mad at him.
But he's not the first person to do that. Like, I don't think The Weeknd was on the cover.
Is The Weeknd a rapper?
I wouldn't consider it.
They be having kind of rappers on there. A bunch of kind of rappers.
I think Weeknd is just like, he falls in that like R&B... I don't know where to put him in.
They had Chance the Rapper on there, and who else was on there? Like, just fall in between that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's another thing why your list is weird. Who are you trying to represent? Are you representing rappers? Are you just representing artists? Are you representing...
It's everybody within the context of the culture, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't even think they listen to... I think they look at it like, okay, well, you push the fashion narrative. Like, I don't even think they even listen to like half of their albums.
And be like, let's see what your social media numbers are.
Right, let's look at your social media. What are you doing? Like, how are you reacting to like all these different like young agendas?
Yeah.
Like, how deep are you into the culture? Have you shot? I personally
don't believe that there is rap culture. Not anymore.
You don't think it's a hip hop culture?
No, it's not. Not
you
no
just
more.
Think it's a music genre. It's not even a music. Is it a music genre? Because everything is kind of
Star. Star was the first person I ever heard put it so poignantly, but it is just a genre of music, because in rock, if you come out and it don't matter how fucking popular you are, you say anything bad about the Stones, you up out of there.
Or Metallica or something.
You done. You just finished.
Yeah, we don't respect our. we always talk about these legends and people that, you know, our forefathers in rap music and shit. But people disrespect them every day.
I mean, because it's cool. You know what? I told you. We've talked about this before. Rap is Saturnian in the aspect that it devour the youth culture. You got a bunch of vultures up at the top that don't produce and do anything. They just reap the harvest, and they feed off of the youth.
But I think in music, like, and it's because rap is so young, rap is still kind of young. It's still kind of young compared to other genres that have been around for hundreds of years, some of them. Like, rap is relatively young.
Is it?
We've been around, rap been around since the 70s, so like 40 years.
Rap is 40 some years old. It's about 40. 45.
But rock music is like 100 years old.
No.
Almost.
I wouldn't say that 50s. Far.
About
I wouldn't
60.
Say. We not
about
that
almost
far.
60 years old. Okay, so we catching
not
up.
We not that
so we
far
catching
from
up. But, like, if you look at, like, acts like Nirvana and stuff like that, they hated hair bands. So they revolted against, you know, people in the 80s.
Yeah, the whole grunge movement was people just saying, I'm about to just stop washing my ass and combing my hair and just cry on the mic about how
and then,
it sucks.
And then you got hair bands and, like, bands in the 90s. They hated disco.
Even though they're the children of disco.
Yeah, they're the children of disco. So it's like, this happens with music genres, you know. So
but
I don't
see, what it is, the difference between that and what's going on now is it seems like the people that create the content in the genre, at least as far as rock is concerned, have more of a say over what goes on in the medium than rap. Like, you got a bunch of dudes in suits that ain't never been on no corner and never sold no dope, ain't never busted no blickies, ain't never shot no dice, and all the other monkey shit that goes on. And they're perpetuating the stereotype.
But they've been doing that for a long time. Right. I feel like this isn't something.
Just since the 80s.
Since the 80s.
Since everybody.
But that's what we like to hear. You know what I mean?
Do
like, we? And, well, not us. But I'm just saying, like, the new sounds.
Yeah, like you got the
they don't want to hear
suburbanite kids. Yeah.
I will say this.
They love hearing that shit.
It seems crazy, but I don't believe that the littles are, at least they can pose a problem, but I don't believe they're as much as a problem as the other real issue that no one ever talks about. The fake elitist cult that exists in rap. Like the fake, well, you ain't the biggest rap fan as I am because I had an Illmatic LP, so everything that I say is better than what you say.
Oh, yeah.
Like the people that can just...
You got the snooty people, the rap purists.
The rap purists, the fake purist culture.
But when you talk about rap purists and what's pure, you can make an argument that this era that we living in right now is the purest form of hip-hop.
Yeah, you look at SoundCloud. You look at how rap...
How hip hop started? How did it start? The hip, the hop, the hippie to the hippie to the hip, hip hop, and you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang. Like those aren't even words,
right?
And you got mumble rappers; those aren't even words. Some of that shit. It's just a bunch of rhythmic, get the party started type
rhythmic,
shit,
melodic shit. Yeah. And you're right, because we're going back to
shout out to Migos.
We're going back to singles and shorter albums with one DJ, one producer. Yep. Nas was the first rapper to have like
9 songs.
No, not just 9 songs. Nas
super producer.
Nas was the first artist to have a super produced album. Like there was no experimental shit on Illmatic. It was all out the gate, the top dudes in the industry producing stuff. Because before then, you paired up with a DJ, Polo, Eric B. You know what I'm saying? DJ Premier. It was like that. So you're right. Things are the freedom of expression now, especially because people aren't beholden to the labels.
Experimental now because like you trying different stuff. It's kind of like punk music. The songs are like 2 minutes long.
Kind of sort of. You know what? Rap was supposed to be the next generation of punk.
Well,
until
I think the internet changed all that.
Like, at what point, though? There have been three successive generations of the internet as far as rappers go.
I'll say
you gotta remember there was the chat room era when the internet first started.
I remember that.
Then there was the ringtone era.
Ringtone era. People,
oh, don't do this. You was in Texas at this time.
Was in Texas.
So you canceled.
Why is that canceled?
You You canceled. Of course you're gonna love it. You in the party with all the bitches and you like, oh, they snapping and they twerking. I love this. 2007
Mark. But you can't take away the credit. They did numbers.
The novelty.
So I mean, what? It did numbers.
So what? It was all type of shit doing numbers.
You know what else is doing numbers?
Tekashi doing numbers.
With the blicky out. With the blicky.
Something. See, and this is what I was talking about. Like, Tekashi is Tekashi, but you know what else is doing numbers?
What?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Yes. Why? I ain't even got a button for this.
It's the beehive. That's why. It's the beehive. You can't fight them.
Anytime I see Jay-Z naked, I don't want I got a problem with that.
Jay-Z can do what he want.
Now. He can. He can so do what he money. Want.
I so, never thought that I'd see the day that Nas and Hov would become Instagram thotties.
It was bound to happen. Yeah. It was bound to happen.
Awkward Hov, dog. Hov is always awkward in these bitches. He's looking like, I don't know why I'm here.
Awkward Hov is probably my second favorite Hov next to
Scumbag
Hov. Villain Hov is the greatest Hov.
It's the
man.
Best Hov. I like this awkward Hov.
No,
like,
you don't.
I like
don't.
It, dog. I like what you want.
I like
he can do what he
wants. Awkward Hov.
Yeah. Volume, why not take a selfie in your flip flops? Send
cringe.
A good morning.
It's so cringe.
Send
I don't
a good morning,
see his
beautiful
naked
text.
Body,
I want to see that.
I ain't seen Hov naked.
Why not?
Dog, he naked in pictures with Beyonce.
What? So you wouldn't be naked with Beyonce?
I don't want to see it. Of course you would be naked with Beyonce. You don't want to see it.
But you Hov and who gonna stop you?
Ain't nobody. That's the problem. Ain't nobody stopping none of these people.
Exactly. Nobody can stop it.
I mean, it's funny because there was a
couple
years ago, there was the whole thing where Beyonce and Kim didn't like, or one side didn't like the other. I can't speculate as to which side that was,
right.
But you know, the tastelessness of the video and the pictures. But I mean,
she did the same exact thing.
Do you think it's the same exact
it's
thing?
It's pretty close. She just showing her ass. She just naked.
It's Beyonce getting naked.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
It's Beyonce getting naked.
I only got a problem with Jay-Z.
I guess it's the difference. It's presentation because, you know, it's the difference between burlesque and straight up strip
porn.
Show.
But it's what's up with all these rappers, man? You got Gucci out here with a romper on. Jesus. You got Jeezy out here.
Floral romper.
You got Jeezy out here looking like he's about to go to the boat cruise.
Will the floral romper do? Will the floral romper actually kill Trap? Can the floral
no.
Does
no,
the floral
no? Because it's Atlanta.
Addressed it. Addressed
no.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey girl, listen. It's Atlanta. Okay, I think it's accepted. They probably embraced it. You can have a pistol in the purse. All
right.
We can't do that.
Pistol in the purse.
That was a New York thing. I thought.
Oh, you talking pistol in the purse? Well, I don't know. I mean, it's Atlanta. I think it's open. Like you can wear a romper and still trap.
Man, who'd have thought that? Who'd have thought that it was a
floral drugs?
Who'd have thought that it was a floral romper that killed the shit versus all them federal cases and everything that's going
on? I mean,
it's not killed it. Like
I don't know. Like it, are you gonna tell Gucci to take his romper off?
Okay, I got
Gucci
a question.
Got two bodies under.
I was about to say
you ain't gonna tell
Gucci
shit. I got a question. Now, what's his name? Scarface was running around in teal suits, and you know he had the same outfit on pretty much that Jeezy had on. So it's like
I ain't trying to see you talking about a suit, not like a romper, right?
Dog, he had on the floral because Gucci had. I mean, not Gucci, but Jeezy had on the floral shirt and some shorts.
This
and
is
teal shorts.
Just as long as people ain't getting the young jock hair, I'm.
Like you got like they let Puerto Ricans
I
do that
lie.
Stuff.
Young
they
Jock,
let all these
I
other.
Didn't understand that. Like why you get a blowout perm?
So where's the line? What's the line?
I ain't got no stick and I ain't got no sand. So I'm a let.
I don't
them
know.
After
Young
beach.
Thug, I don't think there is no line.
True. Not Young Thug. After that Madagascar and looking monkey dude with the wedding dress deep throating the AK.
Oh, deep throating the AK?
It was all bets was off.
Yeah.
He called him a monkey.
All bets was off, dog.
You can't say that. You can't say that.
He called him a monkey.
You can't call him a monkey.
Look.
You said he was Madagascar deep throat. What'd you call him?
The Madagascar and. I said that's
I mean
indicative of various
it just show
wildlife
it goes
on that
to
island.
Show me like I don't know if it's a narrative, but I feel like
I think
it's something. It's something being pushed.
No, I'm willing to side with you on the narrative thing. But you know what it is? It is. It's definitely an agenda being pushed, but it's more so people tastelessly jumping on the bandwagon of things, trying to get famous too fast. Now, look, man, deep throating the AK-47 in a wedding dress with some dookie braids.
Yeah.
Went viral.
You got to get canceled for that.
This is why you can't trust dudes with dreads. I mean, with braids. Right.
We need a hip hop like coalition. Remember that? What happened to that? Remember when they were trying to put something together?
Are you talking about the we're headed for self-destruction?
There's no regulation of what you can, like what's acceptable in rap.
You need a Farouk running around.
Yeah, we need a Nation of Domination.
Nation of Domination.
Kiss my ass. That Nation of Domination is the greatest wrestling stable of all time.
It was.
Specifically around the time where The Rock took over and they put Owen Hart in the Nation and they just called Owen the Black Heart.
The Black Heart.
And that he was the whitest hard, person. He the only white person they called him a Black Heart.
Hey, Owen was a legend, bro. Shout out to Owen Hart.
Man. Shout out to Owen, man.
But
that
I mean.
This topic is terrible.
This topic is excellent because it's a good segue into
terrible.
It's a good segue into just the explosion of nerd culture. Like everything you was talking about, you just brought up, like how do you go about putting standards to stuff like that? I don't know. How do you keep standards in place when things become more popular than they were intended to? Everyone's a fucking nerd now. Everyone has fucking comic t-shirts and everyone plays games and everyone's a fuck. It's chic to be a dork now.
You know it's bad. Like everybody likes the thing when it's underground. And then when it blows up, be like, I don't like, there's a bunch of posers now. And it's kind of weird because you be like, I did this shit 10 years ago and now you just.
Yeah, I was 10 toes down when they was beating motherfuckers. If you admit it, that you was like a nerd and you read comics and you had to hide out in the library or you had to like skip and go and
dumb niggas are the new nerds. Dumb niggas. Niggas that don't know shit are the new nerds.
That's what it is?
Sadly.
I don't know. I feel like now it's okay because we have so much of it. Like we just have so much of it that it's like you have to share it at this point.
If you would have told me 20 years ago Infinity War is maybe the highest grossing movie of all time, I was probably like laughing.
Did Infinity War beat Titanic?
It's getting close.
It's what? What's the numbers?
I don't know the numbers.
It's in the billions though, right?
It's getting there.
It's in the billions.
I best believe James Cameron is standing atop a perch looking like you motherfuckers ain't gonna do it. Y'all ain't gonna do it.
A Black Panther movie grossed $1 billion.
That is something
I was genuinely surprised by that.
$1 billion.
I was genuinely surprised by that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like
I don't know what I was more surprised at. The fact that Black Panther did $1 billion or the fact that Saudi Arabia was going to allow. That's the first movie that they allowed to be shown in the cinema in 30 years. Dumb. I don't know if y'all want to do that over there, but why
Black Panther? But you know, it's weird because it's a bunch of faux nerds. Like, you're not really nerds because nerds ain't really winning like that. Like, chicks don't want to fuck nerds. I'm going to get this pussy up. I'm going to get this pussy up to Jeffro.
Look.
Why you laughing?
We can't
so hard?
Go. We can't. You can't.
Ain't no nerds named Jeffro, though.
Right, it's so many errors in that statement. You can't say that.
No, he right to a degree.
I think they fuck nerd. I mean,
not on purpose. No,
what it is?
Chicks fuck engineers. No,
what it is
they take their money. They ain't gonna.
What it is there have always been male
the IT.
Have always been male and female nerds, and they usually fucked with each other. Now the shit is so murky. You don't. Know
I don't know. I guess
who.
I never was like. Deep into the nerd.
Wait, weren't
like,
you just talking about?
I was in the nerd, like, but I was 10 toes down. But I wasn't.
Mark was
I feel like
halfway in.
Yeah, I was like 1 foot in, one foot out.
He was a hood nigga slash. I watch Yu-Gi-Oh.
I still want to fuck.
I guess like, being bit.
I can't alienate myself.
I was shooting dice too, and I was out there in Belle Isle, so I didn't.
He was Eastside nerd.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you have to like be some kind of nerd. If you were in the like I feel like the early 90s just forced you to be a nerd.
Because it was great.
Because there was so much great stuff coming
out.
If
you ain't watch X-Men.
Yeah, like that was such a huge influence. That whole X-Men wave, it forced you to be a nerd.
It's certain things that people would be like, okay, I'll get into this. But then they nerdism will stop at a certain point. Like, I'll watch Batman and X-Men, but I ain't gonna cosplay.
I think it's levels, because it's like, I could deal with, like, all right, I can go to and get, like, an actual comic and then go read it and all that stuff. But then it's like sitting down in Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
I couldn't get, I never got into it.
It's too nerdy.
But now as I'm an adult now, I'm like, all right.
You want to go back and be like, probably was that lit. So lit? Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was probably lit. You got costumes, you rolling dice.
It's a reason why these people got so engulfed into it too. Like, you got to look at it like, why was this game?
These are games that go on for years, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
people play one game for like 3 days. Like, the game don't end until Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a reason why it turned into that. And then, now you got TV shows and media like Stranger Things that's using these games and platforms to branch it out into new stuff. So the shit was great back then, but, some people just look down on the shit just because, oh, this is nerdy. They're not popular.
Right.
Like, you don't know that these are your future Bill Gates and, all these rich internet billionaires were nerds back in the day.
I don't know. And it's hard because, like, the movies weren't caught up yet to the technology, so I felt like
I'm gonna bring up the horrible movies, dude.
I mean, we gotta talk about it. I was just thinking to say, so Spawn was so terrible, so how could you convert somebody into being into a nerd pilgrimage?
Toys.
And then they watch it,
but niggas don't like toys.
But
niggas
if you don't like the movie
do.
How can you buy the toy?
Cause you look, man, the same way you a fucking adult spending $70 on cereal a month. You don't eat the shit. It's for the kids. What the fuck are you talking about? When the last time your big ass sat down and just killed a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, dog?
That's a good ass question.
That's a great question.
It's not for you, man.
It's not.
If you still enjoy it based on some residual nostalgia, sure. But they ain't putting these colorful ass boxes in the store with all this.
But I'm just saying, like, for like the new nerds. You know what I'm saying? Like, the new nerds. Like, they have no... Like, we know better. Like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, man, I got to go get me some Fruity Pebbles and sit out there with my drawers and,
Yeah, that's all lit.
Just for the culture.
I'm doing that one day this summer. You know what I mean? I'm sitting out on the front line. I'm going to bring my couch out there. And I'm going to sit down in my drawers and I'm going to eat some Fruity Pebbles.
And you're going
to be by yourself. Be lit. By my fucking self.
You're going to be by yourself.
My front line.
They're like, look at this. This potential pedophile.
All right. Somebody hit something. Thank you.
To cut the tension.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I just feel like
Tekashi 313.
I feel like the movies was such a huge impact to get you to introduce into nerdship. But now
I think
they made it more accessible. They definitely made it more accessible.
I think it probably started with like the X-Men movies. Because, Batman is Batman, so that ain't really strange nothing.
But Batman was the first big budgeted comic book blockbuster.
In the 80s?
Burton's.
Because what did we have before that?
Nothing really.
Toxic.
You had less successful.
Toxic Avenger?
That's trauma. That shit don't count. You had less successful.
But they had toys.
Oh. Yeah. But Batman was the first thing that broke the mold. Like, Batman got you fucking toys, a cartoon show, 3 sequels.
I don't know. I think that between that
and the marketing
and
campaign.
Star Wars.
Those counting sequels?
Yeah. It's all contained in the same universe. Look, get mad if you want.
You talk about the ones after Burton's?
All those movies are the same universe.
Oh, that's so
same continuous story.
I don't want to put those in the same.
Nigga, how you think the motherfuckers reading the books for 60 years feel?
I feel you. But, yeah, I guess. But, bail time.
Bail time, I guess. So, I mean, what else is there, man? What else can we say about the state of the world seems to be the same whole-ass chaotic place it was last week?
Dennis Rodman.
Crying on TV.
What's his name? Kim Jong Il. What's his name?
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un.
Respect the supreme leader. Mm. That man's so important.
Recap everybody that don't know about the Dennis Rodman.
Did you think Dennis Rodman was going to bring the world together?
Oh, shit, why not? He got Michael Jordan's whole ass a bunch of rings.
All right. Recap.
You got to recap that, because for those who don't know about the Dennis Rodman, you got to recap that.
Dennis Rodman is supposedly best friends with Kim Jong-un.
Besties.
And he had been, I guess, on the list of approved niggas to go to North Korea. And Dennis Rodman was potentially the person that was instrumental in getting Trump to deal with Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un and Trump recently are, I guess they signed some accord or some shit to where the United States is going to help North Korea denuclearize and
I would love to abolish
the 38th parallel. That shit is going to wreck South Korea, though. It can't be immediate like when East and West Germany united when they tore down the Berlin Wall. Like East Germany was so fucking behind West Germany. A lot of shit had to stop, damn near to halt, because they was like 30 years behind. North Korea is 50 to 60 years behind South Korea.
Yeah, because they don't allow them to do anything.
So I'm interested in seeing how this is going to go, possibly. I just think that it's funny that Dennis Rodman was the fucking one to do it. And like Dennis Rodman. Saying to you, man, don't disrespect the supreme leader. This man is so important. They don't even let his shit go into the sewer systems of other countries. They literally carry a porta potty around for this motherfucker, man.
How good does Dennis Rodman butt have to be?
Oh, God.
For Kim Jong. Oh, what's his name? Kim Jong Jung. What is his name?
Kim Jong.
Don't you dare disrespect.
Look, he over there disrespecting Dennis Rodman's sphincter.
Jesus. Shout out to the worm. I mean.
Oh, he getting the worm.
Shout out to the worm, man. He did his thing, though. He's super sauced up. He did his thing. He got the orange head on the phone.
Hey, you already
he
know.
Pulled up on him.
Shout out to the Orange Skull. That's my man, number 45.
He pulled up on him, you know, sent him a lavish text. You know, he probably was like, "Hey man, you know, we can get tattoos together." And he probably did some, you know what I'm saying? He probably said some off the wall. I wish I could read that transcript.
45 was like, "I'll pull up to the spot if you got some Russian hookers."
Jesus.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure they drunk plenty of water.
That makes me wonder, though, are we ever going to see the footage of Pissgate?
Patriarchy.
My vagina. You know what, though? I think that if the Pissgate tapes was actually released, I already believe that Trump is going to win landslide in 2020. Like, literally.
Why?
Because who are the Dems going to put against him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd have to have Retro Robot Al Gore and Michael Obama.
Cyborg Al Gore.
Yeah.
He invented Internet Plus.
Cyborg Al Gore and Out of the Closet Michael Obama.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is like, it has to be a shit show. Because
The Rock ain't running liberal. Yeah, The Rock, that's competition for him to get the vote again.
Look man,
Trump, you think they're going to throw Trump back out there again and somebody else with some heat?
Why not?
I mean, I'm not saying it's not a possibility.
Look, the Republicans ain't about to get showed up by Obama. Obama got two terms. Trump getting two terms. Facts. Yeah. Ain't nobody voting.
This is going to be his platform.
Ain't nobody voting for Pickle Man. Sorry ass. Get Bernie the fuck up out of here. Yeah. Ain't nobody voting for Pickle Man.
Bernie Sanders.
After Bernie.
Bernie Sanders like 98 years old, ain't he?
Yeah, him and Hillary.
Yeah. Hillary old as fuck too.
Man, it's just, it ain't looking good. Yeah,
she looking like the California.
Hillary come out like, "I know I called you guys super predators. You're only hyper predators."
That's the worst Hillary impersonation.
That was.
Is Hillary from Minnesota?
Right, where is she from? Did she take steroids?
She's like Michelle Bachman.
Nah. What is in your cup today? What is in there? Tell me what's in the cup.
Ain't shit in there, dog, because I drunk it all.
Oh, God.
don't know, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, Trump is going to win by a landslide in 2020, man. It just is what it is.
Well, Kanye said he's going to throw his hat in. Kanye said he's going
to Kanye throw says it. A lot of things, bro.
Kanye is going to run. That's what he said. Oh. I believe he's going to do it.
You going to have a black president with blonde hair?
Oh, you talking about Black Simon Phoenix?
Simon Phoenix the president.
If Kanye started doing a bunch of fucking steroids and got jacked the fuck up and literally start running around as Simon Phoenix making music, I'd vote for that.
If Wesley Snipes ran, I'd vote for it.
Okay.
Snipes the president?
No. Enough Tu Wong Fu.
Jesus. I forgot he made that movie.
I didn't.
Oh my God!
Who was that? Who else was in that way?
Who I
Patrick did? Swayze?
Who and I John Leguizamo?
John Leguizamo? Who signed that off?
Ooh. Like Julie Newmar?
that single handedly destroyed Wesley.
No, it didn't. Man.
Yes,
he
it did.
He was Blade after that.
He did Passenger 68.
I thought Blade was before
57.
Oh, okay.
Blade. Oh, so Blade was after? Wow! I had no idea.
Living in the PJs when Tu Wong Fu came out, because I remember he had the cool in the game, but KC and the Sunshine Band for the little song, because that song was playing on like six different commercials. That's back when you could do that.
Wesley Snipes looked straight off of Woodward. Jesus. 6 Mile.
Okay. No,
the fact that you know this,
that's where they all hang out. They was downtown this weekend.
Shout out to Ruhan, who is here with us in spirit. He has said that if Kanye wins, he'll be the first ever floatist that did porn. Ooh. Almost correct.
Ooh.
You could totally go online and Google Melania Snatch, so Kanye will be second.
She was in porn. Wait a minute, Penthouse, wasn't she?
It was just naked photos. Right. That's all.
Softcore.
Yeah.
Softcore. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he wouldn't be the first. It would be the first explicit though. Like we ain't seen Melania in as explicit.
Exactly.
I feel it's coming.
Right. You didn't need me to do that. You ain't even mean to do that.
Ray J will be vicariously in the White House. What? I hit the first lady.
I'm done.
Shout out to Ray J.
No.
Shout out to Ray J.
No shout out to Ray J?
I can't do that.
Brandy's brother?
You can't shout out Ray J? I mean, Ray J gave us Kim.
He did give us Kim. We only know who she is because of him.
He didn't give me Kim. That's not my wife.
I feel like that was appropriate so Simon Phoenix could be born.
Okay.
And that Kanye could go run for president, and so he could go on his Twitter rants.
Are you officially calling Kanye
Phoenix? I'm all for this. I'm all for Kanye becoming president.
I can believe that macho.
I'm 100% for that. You know why? Because the diss tapes and the rants is going to be epic.
I will say that I'm all for nationalized diss tapes. Can you imagine a whole motherfucking country getting dissed? A whole country.
Produced by Kanye?
He ain't right. None of them. He get all the super producers together.
World War D.
You imagine. Ew, that don't sound too good. That sounds like a movie I've seen before.
Like, when the last time you heard your other country, like, get dissed?
The whole nation, though.
Hey, you imagine Kanye speeches written by Pusha T?
Ugh. And I'm going to end on that. I want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to us. Please check out Podcast Detroit. Like, subscribe, and share to Hattage Underground. Shout out to our lovely sound engineer on the ones and twos
shout
over
out to
there.
Man, give her a round of applause. She had to sit through this.
She did. Until next time, this has been the Mighty Mighty Meta Baron.
Macho Samson.
And Voice the Villain.
We are out. Peace.